On episode 19 of Acoustic Tuesday, we're going to invite a masseuse to the show. We're going to visit a five-string specialist north of the border. And to kick off 2018, I have a two-for-one special for you. All that more right after this.
If you believe that playing acoustic guitar is about sharing the joy of music with friends and family, not just mastering the technical side of playing, then this show is your dream come true. Every Tuesday morning, I give you my list of exciting guitar geek discoveries, gear, and new music so you can stay inspired to live your best acoustic life. I'm Tony Policastro, and this is the Acoustic Tuesday Show. Guitar geeks, unite.
Welcome to Acoustic Tuesday Show, episode 19, the very first episode of 2018. And of course, joining me today are none other than Sir Noah Jacob Heckman Jr., the first, and Levi Kuila, the man with the technical plan. Gentlemen, Levi, good day to you.
Tony, good to see you.
Happy New Year, gentlemen.
Yes, Happy New Year. I need one of those. I always think about it and I never get one.
Well, I wanted to kick off 2018 donning the Chicago Blackhawks jersey because, well, that's my team this year. And you made a comment earlier about Wayne's World.
Yes.
And I think this might be a new tradition, actually.
Well, party on, Tony.
Well, Noah, party on.
Levi, party on.
Thank you.
Party on, Levi. Okay, let's dive into the guitar geekiness. But first, before we even get into the trivia question today, I want to make sure you never miss an Acoustic Tuesday show. So please do me a favor and subscribe by hitting the subscribe button here on this YouTube channel and then clicking the little bell to receive a notification every single time a new show airs. And if you want it delivered directly to your email, click the link in the description below and voila, you'll get the episodes right to your email and get access to my ultimate guitar geek list, which includes picks, capos, slides, you name it. It's all on there. There's cool descriptions and you won't miss a darn thing. So make sure to do that. And without further ado, well, guys, I have a trivia question, and this one's a little intense to kick off 2018, but I think it contains a lot of useful and rather fringy information.
All right.
So your trivia question for today is, Nomex, a honeycomb-patterned Kevlar polymer developed by DuPont, is used by luthiers to create what's called a double top or a hollow top. What industry was Nomex initially developed for in the early 1960s? Was it A, cleaning and sanitation, B, aviation and aerospace, C, gardening and agriculture, or D, healthcare and medical? Go ahead and ponder that while I jump into today's guitar geekiness. Starting with item number 5. This is a tool that you're going to need to have. It could be the most powerful negotiating tool that you'll ever come across. In fact, it's even more powerful beyond that because it empowers you as a purchaser of used guitars or vintage guitars, whatever the case may be. And what it is a guitar inspection mirror. It essentially is a telescoping wand with a 2-inch mirror disc on the end of it. Perfect for going in between the strings in the sound hole of a guitar so you can check out to see what's going on inside. Now, I like to use mine with a little flashlight, so I'll put this inside the guitar and then go ahead and use the flashlight to shine around and see what exactly I'm looking at. And this is a great tool when you go to any guitar shop. And I'm not trying to say that people are trying to put something past used guitar buyers. That's not the case. But oftentimes, we fail to look inside a guitar. And that could reveal a lot of things. So what I like to use, there's actually 5 things that I like to look for when inspecting the inside of a used guitar for potential purchase. And I actually have a guitar top with me to show you what I'm looking at. First of all, I like to look at the bridge plate health. Now this one hasn't been drilled out for strings yet, but you can look at the bridge plate to see if the string ends have chewed it up, all with the help of a mirror. You can also look and see if there were any repaired cracks. You might see a little piece of spruce or something glued to the top. Those are called cleats. And that would indicate that a repair has been done. Now, this isn't a good or bad thing. It's just nice to know kind of the full story of your guitar, or your potential guitar, I should say. I also like to look for loose braces or cracked braces. Sometimes you can't see if maybe one of the tone bars on the bass side, maybe it's separating a little bit, or maybe there's a little crack in it. And you can see that with the help of a mirror, of course. And I have some other things written down as well. You can also see
if there's cracks developing underneath or around the headblock. Oftentimes, these won't be visible from the top of the guitar, but with a mirror, you can look inside and see what's going on. And last but certainly not least, and probably the most interesting thing, because I truly believe nobody's trying to put anything past you, but if it's a guitar that you don't know the maker, there might be a signature on the top somewhere, there might be a serial number in there somewhere, or if you don't know the bracing pattern of the guitar, with the help of a mirror, you can actually get in and look around and see what's going on. So the mirror can really help out a ton in terms of evaluating a used or vintage guitar in terms of maybe potential repairs or just kind of giving a little bit of glimpse into its story. Now, there's going to be a link at AcousticTuesdayShow.com. Episode 19, you can check out a mirror I found that's actually considerably cheaper than the one I found on Stumac. It's actually very similar to this. Not saying anything's wrong with Stumac at all, but it's always nice to get a good deal on a tool that will help you with your guitar geekiness. So make sure to check that out. I think it's about $9 or $10 or something, somewhere around there. So make sure to check that out. It can be a real lifesaver and can actually, like I said, shed a little bit more light on a potential guitar that you have questions on. Moving to item number 4. And that is a 5-string specialist that is north of the border in Horsefly, British Columbia. And this is a first ever in Acoustic Tuesday Show history. And I thought, you know, what better way to kick off 2018 than with bringing a banjo on the show? So I want to introduce you to Jason and Ferris Romero of the Romero Banjo Company in Horsefly, British Columbia. They make absolutely stunningly beautiful banjos. I'm talking 11-inch pots, 12-inch pots, 13-inch pots. They use metal onlays, not inlays. They use inlays as well, but metal onlays, and they just cultivate this beautiful aesthetic. These are custom, absolutely brilliantly made banjos that are absolutely stunning. In fact, not only are their banjos stunning, but their shop is really beautiful as well. I just picture this amazing winterscape and just kind of a cabin in the middle of nowhere. And in fact, there's a video to prove this thought. Fretboard Journal went out and filmed them at their shop in Horsefly, British Columbia. So here's a quick peek into the Romero Banjo Shop just north of the border.
My name's Jason Romero, and I'm from Northern California, which is where I started my banjo company. Well, I started playing banjo when I was around 20, I think. I was living in Chico, California at the time, and I went into a pub one night, and there was a guy playing banjo in an Irish band. He was playing 5-string, finger-picking, but Irish music. I was just, what does that sound like? I think most people, when they first hear a banjo live, you know, for some people it was hearing, you know, Foggy Mountain Breakdown album, hearing Earl Scruggs, and I had heard that, but it didn't really take. And then when I saw this live, I kind of freaked out a little bit and got a banjo and just inhaled the stuff. I was playing all the time.
My name is Ferris Romero, and I was born here in Horsefly, born and raised. I'm the fifth generation of my family to be born here. Jason doesn't stop thinking about banjos ever. He's always thinking about new banjo things, so he's constantly coming up with new ideas, and I think that in the long run, that's going to be the thing that identifies him in the builder community, in the luthier, in the global community larger, because he's always thinking about new ideas, new tone rings, new design ideas, new rim ideas.
This is our dowel stick. This is one of the first designs I came up with. Traditionally, what was in open back banjos was a wooden dowel stick. And I tried to marry that wooden dowel stick, that look, that traditional look, with another attachment system. Basically, this is attaching the neck to the rim. And you gotta be able to do that somehow. So Gibson came up with a way to use two lag bolts that went into the heel of the banjo. But it didn't really look great because it's basically two pieces of steel that would come across. And so I tried to take the functionality of that, which is using two lag bolts in the heel here, but the look of what a traditional dowel stick would be. Custom screws that screw into the wood, about an inch and a half, and the inside of that's tapped with machine threads. Each end has it. The neck's gonna have these lag bolts in the heel. So I'm going to screw onto that. So that's basically how I connect my neck to the rims.
So that was a look into Jason and Ferris's shop in Horsefly, British Columbia. Now, I don't necessarily ever just lightly skim the surface on anything I'm looking up. And upon further research, meaning I stayed up late at night for hours on their website, I just discovered that they have newly kind of gone into the resonator guitar market. Now, I don't know if this was within the last year, but I should say it's new to me, and I wanted to make sure you knew about it as guitar geeks as well. They're starting to make absolutely gorgeous resonator guitars. Absolutely beautiful. They've taken the same stunning aesthetic from their banjos and brought it to the resonator guitar platform. These are wood-bodied, biscuit cone, bluesy-sounding, barky resonator guitars, and I can come up with more descriptors, but maybe I should actually let you listen to them. So, fun fact, Tony Furtado, honorary member of the Tony's Acoustic Challenge family, actually did the demos for the Romero resonator guitars, which you're going to hear right now. That was the maple-bodied Romero resonator guitar. Now, again, upon further research, it looks like the base price for a resonator guitar, now they do them in a maple body and a Claro walnut body, and it looks like it's right around $4,500. Don't quote me on that. Make sure to contact them if you have any interest. So that's the kind of the base starting price, and then of course there's customizations beyond that, and if you do any sort of research on their site, you'll see exactly what they're capable of, and it really seems like the sky's the limit. So if you wish to contact Jason or Ferris, please do so. You can find a link to their website at acoustictuesdayshow.com in the episode 19 show notes. Now I've got three more things for you guys, and I want to get to those, but first I have to check the mailbag because some interesting things came in for us.
Oh yeah.
Would you agree?
Yes, I'm digging in right now.
I see that. So I first want to thank Melissa R., even though she's a Washington Capitals fan, proudly proclaiming she's a Washington Capitals fan, for sending us this very nice Christmas card. Thank you very much, Melissa R. Appreciate that. And I also want to thank Mark H. for sending a hilarious Christmas card, which I don't think it's safe for me to read on the air. But thank you, Mark H. And along with that Christmas card, he sent us each a book to help us imbibe, if you will. Mm-hmm. So I got the Bourbon Companion, and Noah and Levi, since they are Scotch folks, enjoyers, they got the Guide to Single Malt Scotch.
Yeah.
So
really cool.
I have to say, Mark, we immediately jumped into reading and tried to find our favorite ones within the book. So thank you very much, Mark and Melissa, for thinking of us. We appreciate it. And on to item number three, shall we?
Let's do it.
And I think you will be surprised.
Yeah. Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
I think you'll be surprised at what item number three is, because it's what I'm listening to this week. But there's a very strong connection to the Romero Banjo Company, because I'm listening to Jason and Ferris Romero this week. Yes, not only do they combine forces to make incredible banjos and incredible resonator guitars, they also make very incredible music. If you happen to like the Honey Dewdrops, the Small Glories, David Rawlings and Gillian Welch, you will very much enjoy Jason and Ferris Romero. Their newest album is out. It is called A Wanderer, I'll Stay. And the tune that I've selected for us to listen to today is The Ballad of Old Bill. So let's have a listen to that tune right now. Jason and Ferris Romero playing instruments this time rather than building them. Of course, both are situations in which you can enjoy them. But again, their newest album is called A Wanderer, I'll Stay. And the song you just listened to is The Ballad of Old Bill. Now, you can find a link to their music at AcousticTuesdayShow.com in the episode 19 show notes. And I gotta say that if you liked that little snippet of a song, you will absolutely love the full album. There's a lot of banjo guitar duos, guitar duos, and their voices have this just beautiful mesh. I think they both have unique characteristics in their voice, and when they come together, it's like a compound uniqueness that is full of warm fuzzies. Is that fair?
That's accurate.
Is that accurate?
Yeah.
Thanks, Noah.
I'm sorry. I'm in La La Dreamland over here on this single malt scotch guide.
Yeah.
And dreaming of just all the scotches that I can't wait to taste.
Well, when we cut away, I started reading mine. Just real quick, I wanted to look up some bourbons that I have enjoyed in the past just to see their rating because this book rates them. And I have to say that all of the bourbons, I've checked out three of them so far that I found within this book are in the high 90s.
Ooh, so they, you must not have checked on the Yellowstone then.
No, that's an accurate statement. I have not checked on the Yellowstone bourbon.
Are those 90s like in metric?
No. This is full-blown. We're talking accurate ratings here. Good stuff.
Okay.
Noah, what are you drinking?
Today I am enjoying the classic Ardbeg 10.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that as soon as you said classic.
Yeah. I thought you might have meant the classic Laddie, which is also good.
Oh, right. Yeah, true.
Well, I'm glad you guys asked because I'm having the little book, which is a special edition made by the folks at Booker's, which is fantastic. And it looks to be the case that Levi is enjoying a lemon LaCroix. Is that correct?
Yeah. This is a classic.
Yeah.
Lemon LaCroix. So I kind of thought I would take the day off as I'm going to go cross country skiing with the girls a little bit later. So
yeah. Mm-hmm.
I thought I would do that with kind of a mental edge and a physical edge.
That's good.
Yeah.
Good choice, Levi. Good choice. Well, Noah, I've got the masseuse just called me. She's going to be here towards the end of the show.
Okay.
So I thought maybe it'd be a good time to address some small wins. Kick off 2018 with a blast, if you will.
Let's do it.
All right.
All right, small wins. Liam Carr, Actually, I'm throwing his in there. His was a fam jam, but fam jams are always small wins.
Absolutely.
So Liam says, threw in his hashtag fam jam, played a gig on Christmas Eve with my twin brother at the Turf Pub in Consett, England,
awesome.
Taking turns on acoustic guitar and doing percussion on the cajon.
Nice.
It was a great gig. We played all the festive favorites. All the best to you and the team for 2018.
Cheers. Thank you very much,
Thank
Liam.
Thank you, Liam. Valoran, small win. Got back from vacation. My mail was waiting for me. Got me a GS Mini Mahogany for Christmas, and most of my family shared the pay.
Awesome.
That's a good small
win. New guitar day to you. Congratulations.
And Karen, here's a triple play. Hashtag
Whoa.
Small win, fam jam, bourbon win.
Whoa.
Playing and singing King of the Road with my uncle while drinking Woodford Reserve Double Oak. Cheers.
Oh, that's good.
Cheers to that. That's fantastic. That is a triple play for sure.
And last small win for today from Tim. Hey, Tony, just watched the last 2017 Acoustic Tuesday show. Been a fan of Josh Turner for a while. Thank you for that. Especially love his composite collaborative, The Weight cover. Pretty awesome. Small win. Came across a new group, new to me, called the Whiskey Treaty Road Show, and immediately thought of Noah. Thank you, Tim. Thank you. Check out their cover of Fire and Rain. And then he sent us the link, which I did check them out, by the way.
Nice.
He says, I enjoy your show. Here's to 2018.
Cheers to 2018.
Cheers
Indeed.
To 2018.
Excuse me. You can't cheers and not have a sip. Can I share a fam jam that I had?
Please.
So I had a fam jam on Christmas Day. My son, who's 10 years old, he lives in Chicago, Aiden. Howdy doody, dude. He is absolutely falling in love with guitar, and it's the coolest thing. But the guitars that he has to play are, well, they're kind of larger. They're full size. So he kind of battles them. He wrestles them a little bit. And Whitney and I decided we were going to get him a GS Mini this year for Christmas. So he had no clue. He was asking for a new guitar, and he kind of had his eyes set on the GS Mini, but I don't think he thought it was within... He wasn't expecting it. Let's just put it that way. So we sent him a GS Mini with walnut back and sides and a pickup because he likes to do some recording stuff as well. And he was absolutely floored. He was super pumped.
Nice.
He played a little passage of Norwegian Wood for us, which is a Beatles tune. That it was pretty cool because that's one of the earlier tunes that I learned as well. So that was my little fam jam.
So Aiden's 10.
Aiden's 10. Yeah.
Yeah, and I gotta say, you know, Levi and I are pretty blown away. We hear you talking to him over here, and he's sending you these loop tracks that he's doing with drum beats and and all this stuff. It's pretty cool.
He might need to have his own segment.
Yeah, he's way.
He's really talented. He's way
into music. It's so cool. It's so cool to see. So hashtag fam jam. And of course, if you want a small win or a fam jam featured or a bourbon win, hashtag bourbon win, please do so in the comments below. All you have to do is put hashtag small win, hashtag fam jam, and go ahead and describe it for us. And a small win could be anything from changing your strings for the first time to playing your first open mic or going to a killer show. And of course, a fam jam is anytime you jam with somebody that you love, whether it be your brother, your sister, your kids, your aunts, your uncles, whatever the case may be. Please describe it and put it in the comments below. We love hearing about it. And it helps us. It helps kind of retain this positive momentum and just all-around fun feeling about playing guitar. I think it's a great way to kick off 2018. So let's just keep on carrying it through, shall we?
We shall.
Speaking of carrying it through,
yes.
I'm going to move on to item number two because it rhymes with through. See what I did?
I see what you did.
Yeah,
right? You're good.
I got some rhymes. I got some flow, as they say. Item number two is a pick that I've had experience with in the past and recently had experience with it again. And I just wanted to share it with you because I think the pick gets high praise, but also a lot of criticism because of its price. And it is the Blue Chip pick, or rather, I should say Blue Chip picks. Now, these picks, I should start off by saying they're about $40 to $60, depending on what shape and thickness you get. But they're very much worth it. As long as you don't lose it, of course, because it's kind of like sunglasses. Like, if you lose it, it's kind of a bummer. But the whole notion with these picks is that it's a proprietary component that is extremely wear-resistant and extremely heat-resistant. So you can throw it in your pocket, and you can use it for a lifetime, and the pick will put up with all the abuse you throw its way. And the other thing that I really like about the pick is that the material that it's made of has this kind of self-lubricating feature. And I'm not, it's not going to like leave an oil print in your pocket or anything, but it kind of cuts down on the drag that you can experience when you're flat picking. And I found that this most recent experience I had is that I really truly felt like I could play faster. Now, I should say that I don't think that once you buy this pick, you can immediately jump 100 beats per minute. But what I'm saying is that there was a significant feel difference that I experienced with this pick. So I wanted to kind of bring it up on the Acoustic Tuesday show just to say that, you know, the hype is legit. I mean, these picks are well worth the money. They come in a variety of different shapes, different thicknesses, and you can also get a speed bevel on them, which is fantastic. They really feel they feel outstanding, and they really bring out a nice earthy woody tone in your instrument. So definitely consider these picks. As I mentioned, the one I tried was a Kenny Smith variety. It had some rounded edges than I would be comfortable playing. But once I actually used it, I thought, holy smokes, this is a really awesome pick. So make sure to check out their website. Again, you can find a link at AcousticTuesdayShow.com right in the show notes. It's worth checking out, and it's worth trying at least once. Even if you're like, okay, not I tried it, not for me. That's okay. At least you tried it. But I would encourage you to try it because the hand feel of these picks is truly outstanding. So again, that's blue chip picks, and they're kind of that classic brown color. There's actually even a section on their website. As I said, I don't really scratch the surface. I kind of go deep. So I went to their frequently asked questions. And one of them was, why are the picks brown if they're named Blue Chip picks? Well, the company that makes them is Blue Chip Machining, and the material is brown. So that's kind of the deal there. Anyways, now you're kind of giving me a look like, what the hell are you talking about?
Well, no, I was just thinking in my head how, yeah, you read Blue Chip pick and you, for some reason, just automatically assume that the pick is going to be blue.
Yeah, it's definitely not. It's brown. It's an earthy brown, I'll say.
That's cool.
But, you know, don't worry about the color. The picks are really, truly outstanding. So I have the masseuse is right over here, just waiting to come on. So before we get to the masseuse that's joining us, let's kick off 2018 with what people are saying about our last show of 2017, shall we?
Let's do it.
All right.
What you got there, Noah?
All right, so some shout outs to those who tuned in last week, the last episode of 2017. We got Poor Boy Rider 1, Jerry C, GTS Rig, Ted R, Kate Brian, Miami Stop, Stomp, Mike, Bill, Karen, Valoran, and more. Here's some comments I chose out of last week's episode. Emma has to say, she goes, three thumbs down? How on earth can any acoustic player not love AT? It really does make my week, along with logging on to TAC. Never mind Tony, Levi, and Noah. There are plenty of us out here that love the show. Best wishes from England.
Cheers.
That's Emma.
Yeah.
Cheers, nice. Emma. Thank you. And I agree. I mean, I'd like to think that the thumbs down might have been related to accidental mouse slippage, which is something that sometimes happens.
It is a thing.
Yeah.
Accidental.
Where you're like, go for the thumbs up, and you're like, ooh.
It's AMS. Accidental mouse slippage,
yeah.
I was playing with her comment a little bit. Depending on how you emphasize the words when you read, you know? Like, never mind, Tony, Levi, and Noah. There are plenty of us out here that love the show. Or was it, never mind, Tony, Levi, and Noah. There are plenty of us out here that love the show.
So subtle.
Cheers, Emma. Cheers. Thank you for the comment.
All right. Ted R. Says, very nice guitar, Tony. I think he's referring to the new beard.
Yeah.
The new beard edition. Very nice guitar, Tony. And may I say, the production of the show has become impeccable.
Levi Coila, the man with the technical plan.
Thank you.
Levi.
Thank you. Working on it.
That's the sound of two hands clapping.
Incremental improvements.
Yeah, that's right. And our last comment for today is from Rich. He says, great show. Last week made me go out and buy my first guitar at 67 years of age.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
I thought,
cheers. New guitar day.
Cheers, Rich.
That's outstanding.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. That's a great way to pick up 2018.
Right?
Or start off, pick it up.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Both.
Yeah. We'll do both.
Yeah.
We'll do both.
Was this on your list? Speaking of, I mean, because you referenced 2018 a lot and really like kicking it off with it with a bang. You've said that several times in this episode.
Well, I think
yet you have not mentioned what you have planned to help people kick it off
in 2018.
Yeah.
Well, we're up to some lots of things.
Yeah.
I mean, there's one.
One
thing?
Yeah.
One thing.
Can I name one without?
I think it's January 22nd. Is that the thing?
Yeah.
That's the thing. There's a lot of internal work we'll be doing. But as far as what we're going to kick 2018 off, there's a dare I say 10 days of acoustic guitar bliss that you'll experience at the end of the month in January. That details to come for sure. But let's just say that it's our way of helping kick off 2018 in the most guitar geeky way possible. And not only kick it off in a guitar geeky way, but really just kind of catapult your playing into the stratosphere. Just imagine yourself on a little catapult, just sitting in the little thing, and just somebody cuts the rope and pew, you just blast off into the stratosphere. That's coming at the end of January. I'm going to call it 10 Days of Acoustic Guitar Bliss right now, but the name will probably change at some point.
A few times, maybe.
Yeah, probably a few times. Of course, Noah, thank you for those comments and the shout-outs. If you want your comment featured, please leave one in the comments below the episode. We'd love to hear what you're up to, what you think of the show, and just any new discoveries you may have made because of the show or new discoveries that you want us to make. It certainly is great to hear from you. And speaking of hearing from you, there's something very particular that I want you to help us with here at Acoustic Tuesday. I want you to share the Acoustic Tuesday show with a guitar geek. Just one. Doesn't have to be. I don't want you to send out a huge email blast. Just pick one of your guitar geek friends and share the episode with them and encourage them to subscribe to the show, because I'll tell you what, I've seen the show go from a mere thought inside an office with three dudes to guitar geeks really uniting. We were actually just commenting on how many people are digging the show, how many more comments we're receiving, and how many more views we're getting on each and every show. Not to mention the fact that the audio podcast downloads are climbing as well. So please share this show. I think the whole goal is to just have fun with the guitar and just spread the guitar geek love as much as we can, be it through small wins, through fam jams, through just hanging out and being guitar geeks every Tuesday at 10 a.m. So please share this show. I would appreciate it, and your guitar geek friends will appreciate it as well. Now, the masseuse is so kindly waiting. Thank you so much for just waiting on the side. I know I get a little bit long-winded.
No problem.
That brings me to item number one, the masseuse that we're going to invite to the show. Come on out. No, just kidding. There's nobody there. I want to actually bring to your attention a tool that has helped me significantly deal with some hand pain, some overall tension. You know, if you have an extra long practice session or you're working on bar chords, just something difficult, something physically strenuous for your fretting hand or your picking hand for that matter. And it is a product by the Happy Massage Company called the Happy Massager. Cue dirty jokes here, which I won't even go into. But this is a little, it's a wooden ball with a smiley face on it, and it has four little legs with smaller wooden balls on them. Anyways, essentially this tool is an absolute must-have if you're experiencing any thumb pain, muscular thumb pain. I like to call this part kind of the part beneath your actual digit, the thumb, the drumstick or the meat of your thumb. And I experience a lot of tension and a lot of stress in that area, especially on my fretting hand. So what I like to do with this massage tool is I set it on a table and I use that large kind of wooden top to kind of just work my thumb muscles, and it makes a huge, huge difference. Especially if you hold any tension in either of your hands, this is a must have. It's applicable in other scenarios as well, but I use it as a guitar geek. I use it to kind of make my hand chill out, especially when I feel like it's super tight, or maybe I was working on bar chords for a little too long, and I just need to knock out that extra kind of stress that was created in my fretting hand. So please check that out. There's a link at AcousticTuesdayShow.com under the episode 19 notes. I think you will really find it a beneficial tool, because it just has a knack of getting in there and kind of working out all those kinks and knots. And it has a smiley face on it. And what better thing to use for your hand massage than a smiley face, yeah. little guy. It's better than something with nothing on it. right?
Right, just a boring old thing with
Levi's
no smiley
giving
face.
Me some looks. I'm going to leave that one alone. Go ahead and check it out if it's applicable to you. I think it will help a ton. Now, I want to give you your quiz answer, your trivia question answer for the day. And of course, let's just quickly review what the question was. It was a Nomex, a honeycomb patterned Kevlar polymer developed by DuPont, is used by luthiers to create a double top or a hollow top. This is common in the classical guitar world. What industry was Nomex initially developed for in the early 1960s? And if you answered B, aviation and aerospace, you are correct. Now I have to give a little bit more context. Nomex can be found in a wide range of aerospace applications, from aircraft cabin floors, walls, ceilings, overhead bins, and bulkheads, to landing gear doors. Nomex composites have replaced heavier, weaker, and corrosion-susceptible aluminum cores. This helps increase fuel efficiency and decrease maintenance cost. So what a cool, innovative thing. We take something that's used for airplanes, and we go ahead and think, you know what? We're going to use this in guitar building. Nomex. It's really cool. If you're curious right now, look up double tops plus the word Nomex, and there's a lot of really cool articles on how to make a very light guitar top using this material. It's pretty fascinating stuff, and of course, I'll talk about it on a future episode of Acoustic Tuesday. Speaking of future episodes of Acoustic Tuesday, episode 19 is nearly in the books, so let's take a sneak peek into what next week holds. Next week, you're going to learn a way to stay immune to what could be considered a guitar geek's biggest fear. You'll learn about the 10 days of guitar geek bliss. You'll learn more details about it. And you're going to listen to a young singer-songwriter that has a voice that just doesn't match up. This is the kind of guy you look at and you think, oh, he's got a high-pitched voice. No, he doesn't. You'll learn more details next week. And of course, you can catch Acoustic Tuesday every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Time. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to share it with your friends. And of course, on behalf of all of us here at Acoustic Tuesday, Levi, Noah, and myself, have the best acoustic guitar-infused week. Live the best acoustic life. And of course, make sure that you, as a guitar geek, help other guitar geeks unite. Cheers, and we'll see you next Tuesday at 10 a.m.